cattle futures held gains on Wednesday as cash-fed cattle prices continued softer week to week. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 6th of June. Cattle futures crawled higher Wednesday, building on the previous session as lower grain futures provided some support despite lower cash-fed cattle prices and languishing wholesale beef values. Established country trade so far this week is $2 to $3 lower on a live basis at $113 a hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle and at $112 to $113 in Kansas. Similarly, there are 412 head, three lots from Kansas, offered in the weekly Fed Cattle Exchange auction. One lot of heifers sold for a weighted average price of $113 with delivery at 1 to 9 days. Live cattle futures closed an average of 87 cents higher across a range of 30 cents to $1.22 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.87 higher. Wholesale beef values were lower on choice and steady on select, with light to moderate demand and moderate to heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 89 cents lower Wednesday afternoon at $222.11 a hundredweight. Select was 3 cents lower at $207.18. Grain futures prices dove lower amid heightened volatility as traders weighed domestic planting prospects against what looks to be bumper crops in South America. That's besides the potential impact of threatened U.S. tariffs on Mexican imports. Corn futures closed mostly a dime lower through July of 20 and then 2 to 8 cents lower. Soybean futures closed mostly 9 to 12 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed but mostly lower at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, feeder steers traded $1 to $4 lower at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Feeder heifers traded mostly $2 to $5 lower. There are too few comparable offerings to trend calves a day earlier. All told, there are 8,150 head on offer across both days. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, steers weighing 800 to 1,000 pounds sold mostly steady, while feeder heifers weighing 850 to 900 pounds traded $5 to $6 lower. There are 2,594 head on hand. Finally, feeder steers sold mostly steady to $2 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, but feeder heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds traded mostly $2 to $5 lower. There are 2,374 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed strongly higher again Wednesday. Follow-through support seemed tied to the previous day's notion that the Fed is willing to cut interest rates in an effort to sustain economic growth. Perhaps that's why markets faded the ADP National Employment Report that indicated a month-to-month increase in private sector non-farm employment of just 27,000, which was significantly less than the trade expected. Equity optimism also came in the face of further erosion in oil prices, with pressure including more inventory than anticipated and wonderments about economic growth and demand. Crude oil futures, that's West Texas Intermediate on the CME, closed at their lowest level since January and about $7 lower week to week through the front six contracts. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 207 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 22 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 48 points. Assuming other costs remain constant, last month's increase in corn prices equates to an additional $5 a hundredweight for feedlot cost of gain, according to Brenda Botel, Extension Agricultural Economist at the University of Wisconsin, River Falls. In the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, Botel explains she arrives at that estimate using regression results obtained by Purdue University's Michael Langemeyer, which suggest feedlot cost of gain increases 87 cents a hundredweight for every 10 cent per bushel increase in the cost of corn. She emphasizes that her estimate assumes prices remain at the same level and doesn't assume any price risk management. For further perspective, at the first of the month, Botel points out CME corn futures for the front 3 months were up 59 cents, which was 48 cents more than the 5-year average for the same period of time. Although the market may focus on news concerning Mexico and trade, Botel says she believes potentially fewer corn acres planted and potentially less yield due to the weather will likely have more long-term price impact. For instance, Botel says, if one assumes corn planting will be down 6 million acres and we see decreased yield of 2 bushels per acre, that would result in reduced production this year of about 554 million bushels of corn compared to original estimates. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 6th of June. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.